It's 5:06 and you're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Chris Molina. Coming up, amid allegations of gerrymandering in Wisconsin and elsewhere, what would a good electoral map even look like? We'll talk to a geographer who has a few ideas.
First, a Dane County judge delivered a blow this afternoon to Governor Scott Walker's attempt to undercut a court order regarding special elections in two vacant legislative districts.
The Department of Justice, which is representing Walker, filed a request late last night to delay the deadline for calling those elections. It was set for Thursday of this week. Walker wanted to make it Friday of next week. That would give lawmakers a chance to pass a bill that would eliminate the need to even have those votes.
But about an hour ago, Judge Richard Neese denied that motion, keeping the original Thursday deadline in place. Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson was at this afternoon's hearing. He joins us now to bring us up to speed on the legal and legislative happenings on this story. Sean, good to have you back.
Hey, Judith.
So you just covered the announcement from Judge Neese today, and here's what he had to say.
It is certainly the legislature's prerogative to change the law. But until they do, it is the obligation of this court to enforce the law. And the law right now in this state and under that statute and by order of this court is that this election shall be held as promptly as possible and that it should be ordered by no later than Thursday at noon.
All right. So that lays it out pretty clearly there. Sean, what else did the judge have to say about the request from the Walker administration?
Yeah, I mean, you did not get the sense that this was a close call for Judge Richard Neese. He was hinting during the brief arguments in this case that he had some issues with the Wisconsin Department of Justice's arguments here. And in his ruling, he really laid it out there that he, as a judge, is required to rule on what the law is. And his view is that the law is pretty clear in this case, that the governor shall order special elections to fill vacancies. In this case, there are vacancies in the 42nd Assembly District and the 1st State Senate District, and that it was not his place, Judge Neese's place, to delay that order based on speculation that the Republican legislature might pass a bill on April 4th that changes election laws, that basically gets rid of the current deadlines and makes special elections in those vacant districts no longer necessary. So, that was his point in a nutshell, is that it's not the place of a judge to speculate on what the legislature might pass next week. I mean, he couldn't guarantee that. He said that he has no idea whether the legislature is going to go, quote, lockstep on this proposal and whether it will indeed become law.
So this judge was saying that the argument by the Walker administration for delaying the when they would have to decide if they were going to be doing these elections was not valid. But what was the original decision? Why did the first judge rule against the Walker administration?
Judge Josanne Reynolds ruled against the Walker administration because because the state's election laws say that if there's a vacancy, that it's the duty of a governor to call special elections promptly. And so it's the duty if that vacancy happens before the second Tuesday of May in an election year. So these vacancies in question happened in late December when former state representative Keith Ripp and former state senator Frank Lissay resigned from the legislature to take jobs in the Walker administration. And because they happened in late 2017, Walker said that the law did not require him to call special elections immediately. Judge Josanne Reynolds ruled last week that that interpretation was, it led to an absurd interpretation of the statutes, was her wording. And so what the Department of Justice said was the legislature is now considering rewriting those laws. Judge Richard Neese, would you please consider delaying Judge Reynolds' ruling to give the legislature time to act? Judge Neese said that Judge Reynolds' ruling was, quote, spot on, and that there was no basis for him to overturn it.
WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is with us, giving us breaking news that Judge Richard Neese has denied a motion by the Walker administration asking for an extension on calling special elections. And Sean, what was the argument of the plaintiffs in this case, in the first case, and then also in regarding this motion today?
So in the first case, I mean, it's all connected, and Judge Josanne Reynolds is still in charge of this case at the circuit court level. She was just scheduled to be out this week, and so she wasn't able to hear arguments today. And, I mean, this was something that was requested by the Wisconsin Department of Justice in an emergency motion. And so because it was requested as an emergency, and you have this impending deadline for Governor Walker on Thursday, Judge Richard Neese heard the case. It's still Judge Reynolds' case, though. The plaintiffs in these cases are Wisconsin voters who reside in the 42nd Assembly District and the 1st State Senate District, and their argument is pretty simple. They say, we pay taxes, everybody else has representation, the law says we are entitled to special elections to have representation in the legislature, and it's the duty of the governor to act. So these plaintiffs have gotten some pretty high-profile representation in this case, a group that is tied to former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder providing the representation for these plaintiffs. So it's become kind of a nationalized lawsuit, even though it's involving just two legislative districts in Wisconsin.
And the Walker administration had argued that there is not going to be activity in either the Assembly or the Senate really before the fall elections. Also that while those seats are vacant, staffers are still in place. So people in those districts are getting the kind of help that they would get if they contacted a legislature anyway. But it sounds like neither Judge Reynolds nor Judge Neese were persuaded by those.
Yeah, I mean, neither judge was moved by that argument, you could tell. I mean, Judge Neese in particular was kind of turning it back around on the Wisconsin Department of Justice, saying, so you're asking me to wait for something the legislature might do, and pointing out that, by the way, people who reside in the 42nd Assembly District and the 1st State Senate District won't have a say in what the legislature will do in an extraordinary session next week because those districts are currently vacant.
And Sean, the Senate Republicans rolled out that bill yesterday afternoon that would change the law on special elections. Now with this ruling and the denial of the motion, do we know if they're still planning to take this up next week, or don't we know at this point?
Yeah, as far as I know, they are. And Judge Neese said that if the legislature passes that would be the appropriate time to go back to court and say, you know, argue about whether or not these special elections are necessary any longer, because the changes that Republicans are considering would be retroactive, and I'm sure that would be disputed in court, whether the legislature could come in and make the law retroactive to apply to vacancies that existed, before this all started. But that's the Senate's plans still, as far as we know. There's a public hearing on that tomorrow. We don't know yet what the Wisconsin Department of Justice is going to do. They're representing Walker. They could appeal the case, but they're talking it over, they said, with the governor, and the governor's office referred all questions to DOJ.
And if they did decide to appeal, I mean, they would have to get that in place and get some kind of decision before Thursday, which is the deadline that's now been upheld?
You would be talking about really quick timelines there, yeah, because Thursday at noon, I think specifically, is the timeline that Judge Reynolds gave Walker to call these special elections. So, he would either have to not fulfill that order, basically, and attorneys for the plaintiffs argued that would put him in contempt of court, and he would do so at his own peril, or he fulfills the order, calls the elections, they pass this new law, and then send it back to court and potentially cancel the elections that the governor just called. I mean, there's a few ways that this could play out.
So, Sean, if I'm understanding this correctly, Thursday is the deadline to set the elections, but did either judge say when those elections needed to happen?
They would be under Judge Reynolds' timeline that she gave the governor, which aligns with the general timelines that are spelled out in state law on when special elections should be. They would be in late May or early June. The tricky thing there is that people would be circulating petitions to run for those offices at around the same time that they are circulating petitions to run for the same offices in November, because both seats would be up on the ballot in November, too. So that's been the argument of the Walker administration also, is that it would lead to chaos. Judge Neese said, basically, I think voters can handle it.
Sean, thanks for bringing us up to speed. That was Sean Johnson sharing the latest on the redistricting or the special elections motion that the Walker administration passed. This is Central Time.